Stay a player on 720 WGN on this early Sunday morning. So delight in Chicago's rich neon heritage with a full-color collection of gaudy, garish, and downright spectacular signs from the far south side to Wisconsin Dells. Good old neon documents the familiar and the obscure, capturing in 130 photos of these fast-disappearing artifacts of a glorious era when brightly lit signs filled the urban landscape. Joining us is the photographer and author Nick Freeman to talk about his collection and his new book, Good Old Neon Signs, You're in Chicago. Good morning to you, Nick.
Hi there, Dave. Great to be with you.
I got to tell you something, and I mean this sincerely. Every time I drive by one of these classic neon signs, whether it's a restaurant, it's a great hotel, I'm in awe. There's such beauty behind these signs. It's art in Chicago.
You know, I hear that a lot from a bunch of different people. It's something that's out there, and it's kind of subliminal for a lot of people. They appreciate the signs that they're familiar with, and then when they disappear, which they often do, people really miss them. So part of the intent of this collection is to record them for posterity and give people a chance to take a look back at some of their favorites.
But you know, if you ever see photos in any historical images from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even into the 70s, they play such a prominent role in Chicago history, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, there's restaurants, all of the fast food places that Chicago is famous for. There's motels and just about everything else, laundries and funeral parlors and just about anything you can think of.
It really started, what was it, the 1930s, or was it even earlier than that that we saw neon?
Yeah, really the 20s is when the technology first came along, but it came into wider use through the 30s, 40s, and then it really bloomed in the 50s and even into the 60s.
Well, I'll tell you, this book, which I do, I absolutely love this book because it's not only images of areas of Chicago that, you know, don't exist anymore. Some of these buildings are long gone and so forth. So you really captured these at a perfect time. You broke them down into four simple categories. And I want to talk about some of these great signs that you can see in and around Chicago. And by the way, and I'll say this right now, a great book for the holidays. I mean, it's just such a big piece of Chicago history. Let's start with food.
Well, of course, there's the iconic downtown locations. You've got the classic Italian Village, and nearby you've got some of the other very well-known places.
Well, Delray's Chicken Basket, which I absolutely love. You know, and I see these, and I forget that there is so much of this in and around Chicagoland. You got the Berghoff Restaurant, of course, that is full of neon. You got Horvath's. You got Old Warsaw with the Polish Smorgasbord over on Cermak. You got the Orange Garden Chop Suey, which I pass by all the time and see that.
Right.
The Palace Grill. I mean, it kind of says to me when I see these, especially on the restaurants, that this is a vintage place. This is a classic place. I'm going to have an experience, a classic experience from the time I walk in the door till the time I leave.
Well, I think that's true, and I think the smart business owners recognize that iconic value, and they actually invest in maintaining their signs. And the business owners who don't quite get that often don't last. So some of these great classic places, you mentioned the Palace Grill next to the United Center, have maintained that personality. And a big part of that is their sign.
Yeah, the Choo Choo. I'm just reminding myself. In Des Plaines has a great neon sign. The Golden Pheasant in Elmhurst. Superdog, of course, on Milwaukee Avenue. Seven Dwarfs Restaurant and Fountain in Wheaton. Let's see, the Fish Keg on Howard Street. The Sugar Bowl Restaurant in Des Plaines. Totally remember that as well. Peterson's Ice Cream in Oak Park. Margie's Candies. You know, again, these are all iconic places of in Chicago, and they all are full of neon signs.
It's true. And, you know, if I had started 10 years sooner, I probably would have had a lot more to record.
Right.
And still, even today, they're disappearing quickly. So it's part of the fun for me is the thrill of the hunt and coming across these signs that are either still working or not. and recording them before they're gone for good.
Phillips Butterkiss Bakery, and of course, I forgot, near my house, Boobies. Absolute classic.
Absolutely.
That's that neon sign up there. Let's see here. Then you've got lodging. And this is another one. I think these are a little more rare. Are the hotels that still have these neon signs? Or actually, they're not hotels. They're mostly motels in this case. But you got the Starlight in South Holland. You got the patio. The Stars. This is one of my favorite. The Stars Motel in Lincoln Park. It almost seems like a little Vegas sign.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Huge Vegas influence, and the Stars is one of that row of kind of seedy motels along Lincoln Avenue, known as the Sin Strip. So they keep threatening to tear all those down and gentrify the area, but I think it's, a few of them are still there.
And plus some of the attributes to these graphics as well. So you've got the Esquire Motel on Elston, and I love the elements underneath it. They have television. They have a switchboard, and they're air conditioned. Three things you would typically like in your hotel.
And one of them boasts the fact that it's fireproof, so that's reassuring.
Oh yes, that's nice too. Yeah, exactly. Then you break it down into liquor, and you know you see a lot of this too. You got Petey's Bungalow Lounge in Oak Lawn. Got the Green Mill, of course. I mean, all of these iconic places. In and around Chicagoland, Meyer's Tavern in Glenview, Stop and Drink Liquor House on Clark Street. You know, I've never been in there. I pass it a million times. It's a bar, isn't it? It's a bar and a liquor store, isn't it, or just a bar?
Absolutely. No, it's both, and there by the sign, Stop and Drink. It's, what could be more direct than that?
Yeah, I guess so. Thirsty Stop at Discount Liquor Mart in Skokie. Folks, I know I'm just reading these to you, but I know they're gonna jog some memories for you. Double Door Liquors on Milwaukee Avenue, Rothschild Liquors. Go to Blazes, Milwaukee Avenue and Niles. That's another little classic there.
Yeah, Blaze was the name of the mayor of the town, as a matter of fact, who also happened to be the bar owner. So he was able to get some double billing there.
Yeah, I like that. And then, of course, there was a Rusty Nail as well. And then you have everything else categorized in here, which is probably one of the thickest part of the books. And this ranges from churches to drugstores to camera companies to car lots, a lot that still are out there today.
Yeah, exactly. It really runs the gamut. It's amazing how many different businesses decided to use the power of neon to advertise their business.
Central Camera on Wabash, is that still there? Is that one specifically still there? Is it really?
It is.
See, I remember
Absolutely.
That as a kid.
Yeah, still going strong.
And then, of course, you got two big icons of Chicago. You got the Chicago Theater, which is probably the most beautiful representation of neon and artwork in Chicago. You got the Biograph Theater, the Paramount in Aurora, the Arcata in St. Charles, the York in Elmhurst, the Catalo in Barrington, the Town, the Home Theater in Rantoul. So we're still going all across the state here. The Music Box, the Dunes Bowl in Gary, Indiana. I've never seen that one. Is that one still around?
I believe so.
That looks like the hotel in Vegas. You got exterminators in here that have it. Jewelries. I see a lot of dry cleaners still all around town that have these vintage neon signs.
Yes, cleaners was a big one. You mentioned the Smithereen Exterminators. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves that giant neon rat on Grand Avenue. It's very iconic.
Yeah. Let's see here. Kohl's, it's electronics, furniture, television, appliances on Lincoln Avenue. You got Fred Astaire Dance Studios. That one needs a little work. Let's see here. You've got Gas for Less on Lincoln Avenue. We Buy Clean Cars in Elmwood Park. Modern Tuxedo Rental. LaSalle Flowers. So here's a couple of them right downtown here. Jack Robbins, Close of Distinction on Belmont Avenue. And then you got the Eagles, the Elks Lodge, the Moose Lodge, the Knights that were done at one point. And then you got some really vintage ones here. These are my favorites here. You got Parking in Morton Grove, Kittyland. I mean, that's one that was iconic for how many decades?
Oh, Absolutely, yeah. People really spark to those. Of course, they spent their formative years having fun at both of those places, and those are the icons that disappear, and people really miss once they're gone. In fact, Melrose Park has retained a piece of that iconic Kiddyland sign, and it's now featured along the side of their public library.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have quite the same allure as it did in its glory days.
It doesn't, and I was kind of bummed because they bought the entire sign at the auction. I was at that auction. I was at the auction watching everything go. I bought a park map of Kiddyland that is actually framed in my daughter's bedroom. And she's 9, so she didn't have a lot of years there like most of us did, but she remembers that park and absolutely loves it. But they didn't really, I don't think they did it justice, I must tell you. I don't know if it could have gone in a public park or whatever. It's kind of like cut down to pieces and sitting on the side of the building. At least it's protected. I guess that's what's important.
Right.
And then here's one that I remember as a kid, and I was also there on their closing week a few years ago, is Animal Kingdom, where Chelveston the Duck from Ray Rayner came from every day on the show. And that was an absolutely classic sign. Like, what happens to these signs when these buildings come down and these businesses are sold? I mean, typically, is the Animal Kingdom sign still there?
No, it's not. And for the most part, they are just tossed aside. Once they're gone for good. And again, that's part of the fun of capturing the photographs of these things, is that it's at least some small effort to retain at least the visual appearance of them.
Did I miss the Magic Kiss sign in here somewhere?
No, everybody remembers the Magic Kiss sign. There were several of them on most of the major highways, and it seems to have imprinted itself in everyone's collective unconscious. But no, that's not included in the book.
There's something I had toured and saw in Vegas, Nick, and I don't know if you've been here. There's a neon sign graveyard in the desert just outside of Vegas, where all of the neon signs from Vegas, not only do they live on, they're kind of stuck into the sand. All the neon is working and has been replaced. And when you go there at night, you see the vintage neon signs of the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, it's amazing. Of course, they have the weather conditions that allow for that outside
type
of museum. It wouldn't work so well in Chicago. But yeah, they recognize how potent those signs still are today.
Well, it's a great coffee table book. It's a great gift book, and I'm telling you, it brings back loads of memories. And the photography is fabulous. And the book is called "Good Old Neon Signs You're in Chicago," available wherever books are sold, and throughout the holiday season. And for more on Nick and his art, and he, you know, you're a painter, you're a photographer. It's galleryfreeman.com. What are we going to see there?
Oh, you'll see a lot of my oil painting. That's really my first love. But photography is right up there, too. So it's a real diverse collection of a lot of the paintings I've done over the years, as well as collections of neon photography, not just Chicago, but really all over the country. I've been out west, Portland, Oregon, Denver. Mm. I've been on the East Coast. There's some great stuff from Wildwood, New Jersey, great old motels, including, you know, the Astronaut Motel, the Pink Champagne Motel, the Lollipop Motel, and on and on.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'll tell you, Nick, beautiful book. Beautiful book. Congratulations on it. And again, it's called Good Old Neon Signs You're in Chicago. Thanks so much for joining us, Nick, this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Have a great day.